FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
I'm Adrian Kennedy, and as you know, the Pope is visiting Ireland very shortly. And Amy has been in contact with us about how the Pope and his visit is directly affecting her daughter's life. Amy, welcome to 98 FM.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me a little bit about what has happened when your daughter had a hearing appointment. Tell me firstly about your daughter. How old is she?
She's a week old.
She's a week old.
3 days last week.
Okay, well, firstly, congratulations. Congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you.
But you were to have an appointment with your brand new baby next week for what?
For her hearing test. She had failed two of them last week, two separate days. So they rescheduled it. They said, come back next week. That was perfect. No problem. Got a phone call yesterday off the Coombe. And the lady that rang, you know, she didn't even seem like she wanted to make the phone call at all. And she was all apologetic to say that, unfortunately, the appointment had to be put back a week just because the Pope was coming and that the maternity hospital had been locked down. They weren't allowed to have any appointments.
Now, I'm very curious, and maybe somebody can answer this, how the Pope's visit is affecting the Coombe Hospital, which is nowhere near the Phoenix Park. I'm just curious. Did they give you any answers?
No, there was no answers. Like, God bless the lady. She was really nice and really apologetic. She was only told to make the phone call. But it's the fact that now I have to wait an extra week and worry about my daughter's hair. And why? For the Pope to come over here? I can't see how that's going to make an effect on my daughter going in for her appointment this week.
Yeah, it really. And I know an awful lot of people have been affected directly and indirectly because of the Pope's visit. For the life of me, I can't understand how the Coombe Hospital is being affected. I really can't.
Really, 10 o'clock yesterday morning, and she was really apologetic the whole lot. But it was just a case, like, I couldn't say anything to the lady. She was only made to make the phone call. But it's just now, what, like, I have to wait another week. And who else? Is there any other babies that are sick and could be really sick? And are they being cancelled?
Well, and obviously for you, if there's a concern about your baby's hearing, that needs to be dealt with fairly promptly.
And as a mother, then I have to wait a week, an extra week then to worry, knowing that she's already failed two of them. And here I am now, another week to go by waiting.
And in terms of the Coombe, did they say why it's on lockdown, as she said to you?
Her words were the Pope. The words were the Pope is visiting and we were told to reschedule any appointments made for next week.
That is unbelievable. And
I
believe...
I was dumbfounded. I had no words for the lady.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And I believe you also have a friend who's in a homeless hostel at the moment. And she's been told that that may be lockdown as well.
Yes, that the whole of Dublin City Centre, our capital, is going to be put on lockdown because the Pope is coming. Now, to me, that's absolutely shocking. She has kids that are in there, the whole lot, and, you know, life is hard enough as it is. You know, the Pope coming shouldn't affect these people at all and being left out on the streets.
Yeah, I have to say, that is unbelievable. So your baby won't be able to get its appointment for a hearing test, your new baby, and then your friend risks being thrown out of the homeless hostel because of the Pope.
Yep.
Now, the hostel isn't in the Phoenix Park, I assume.
And the hotels for tourists that are coming to see the Pope.
Now, I do understand that there has to be security measures in place in Dublin to protect the Pope and blah, blah, blah. I get all that. I just, for the life of me, can't understand how a maternity hospital that isn't even that close to the Phoenix Park is being affected by this. I really don't. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, so how far is it into town that they're stopping? Where is it? Like, is there going to be people there giving birth next weekend and they're not going to have visitors? They're not going to have anybody be able to come visit them? Nothing?
Yeah, and like I said, we're getting loads of... Like, I'll read a message. This Pope thing is crazy. I live in Cherry Orchard, nowhere near the Phoenix Park, and on Sunday I can't leave my home because of the road closures from 6 a.m. Until 11 p.m. Which is crazy. And I know an awful lot of people haven't even realised how severe the traffic restrictions are going to be. But as regards a cancelled appointment in the Coombe Hospital, which was meant to be for when? For Friday, was it?
It was. And now it's 2 weeks I have to wait.
That is unbelievable.
My next appointment, you know, and I really do think so. Like, the worry that that's in it alone, you know, here, like, my daughter's here and, you know.
Well, look, the appointment has been put off until the following week. Hopefully, there's nothing serious wrong with your child's hearing and that the appointment proves that.
Well, they won't hear at the end of it now. If there's anything that comes back that is wrong, they won't hear the end of it.
I don't blame you, I have to be honest. All right, Amy, thanks very much indeed. And Jay, it was your message I read out a moment ago. You live in Cherry Orchard and you're literally going to be locked into your house.
Pretty much, yeah. I can maybe travel around a little bit of Cherry Orchard, but I can't get out of Ballyferma anywhere. Like, Park West is closed off, Coilmore is closed off, Chapel Elizabeth is closed off. I'm basically circled in.
And, like, can you get a pass to get out, or have you
You can walk, you just can't drive.
You just can't drive?
No, you can't take your car out. You can walk out, because obviously you can't close roads to people walking, because people are going to be walking into the park.
Yeah. But as regards driving, no.
No, not a hope. And there'll be no buses either, obviously.
And as a matter of interest, are you actually going to the park?
Am I? No, not at all. Why would I want to do that? Is it King of the Paedophiles? You must be joking.
Well, we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. All right, Jay, thanks very much indeed. A lot of people, and we're going to be talking about this a lot next week. I know we are, about how people are being affected by the Pope's visit and... Yeah, we'll also talk about a few of you that might actually be going to the Phoenix Park next week. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Now, as we know, Christmas is on the 25th of December. And by my calculations, August, September, October, November, December, that's 4 months and 9 days away. Yet, this gets worse every year. It gets worse every single year. And that is Christmas coming just ridiculously early. A Clondalkin branch of Dunn Stores has already filled its shelves with Cadbury's Heroes, Celebrations and Roses boxes. I have a photograph here in front of me. Jeremy, what do you think of this? Christmas coming this early.
I alerted you to this last week,
yeah.
Actually, Adrian. For those of you who aren't aware, is it 18 weeks to Christmas? Exactly.
Well, it's...
You get these idiots on Facebook doing countdowns already. Last week in the newspaper was the first hint that I saw that Christmas was coming, because there was a full-page ad in one of the newspapers for Christmas markets, now on sale. Travel to Switzerland and visit the lovely Christmas markets. Germany.
I kind of get that because you have to book something like that in advance. I nearly understand that. But for the life of me, I don't understand why a shop has to start stocking Cadbury's Roses, Celebrations and Heroes. You know, the Christmas boxes there.
Let's be fair here. Roses and Celebrations are on sale all year round.
I know.
You can always get them. But these ones are specially packaged. Let me see the photograph again. Yeah, they have. Yeah. I mean, they're the Christmas celebrations.
Yeah.
And miniature heroes. Is it too early? Obviously it's too early. Anything before Halloween is too early for Christmas. But the fact of the matter is that the reason people like Dunn's are stocking these things is because there are people who will buy them now. I have a friend on Facebook, and actually, has anybody, I know this even sounds weird talking about it when the sun is splitting the trees here, but is there anybody who has started any kind of preparation for Christmas this year? I have a friend, Leah, and she posted on Facebook last night, and here's exactly what she said on Facebook, Adrian. So glad that's all done. Phew. All my Christmas shopping done for this year.
Really?
Yep.
It's August.
Yeah. All done.
Are you somebody who...
Has started to do anything
for Christmas. It's the 16th of August, so Christmas, as I said, is 4 months and 9 days away.
Yes.
So it's a third of a year away.
Yeah,
Think about it, it's a third of a year away, and people are starting to get prepared. Are you one of those people? If you are, I'd love to hear from you. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898.
So it can be any preparation. Have you, like, started putting away... I mean, you see, if you have a lot of kids, you have a lot of expense.
Yeah.
So would it not make sense to start doing stuff like that? Buying stuff online? No? Now I know a neighbour.
Okay, Brown Thomas.
A neighbour of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to mention you. I'm going to shame you. Angie is her name. She, I think in the next week, she'll be making her Christmas puddings. She does it all the... Now, would they not be gone off?
No, they don't. No, because of what they're made from.
But her whole thing is, her whole routine is she has to have her Christmas puddings made before it gets into September. She says that the reason she does them in August is because by Christmas Day they become, I don't know, they're... Is the fruit... I don't know. What happens to a Christmas pudding when you leave it?
I don't know.
It's fermented or something like that. That it takes a couple of months for it to get the taste exactly where it should be.
Okay, now Brown Thomas in Dublin are opening their Christmas store today. Apparently there are bookings already for Santa's Kingdom on Facebook.
Oh my God. Now I feel sorry for the staff of Brown Thomas having to listen to Santa Claus is coming to town in
August.
Between
now and December.
Yeah, I mean by December they must be just fit to kill, would they not?
Are you somebody who gets prepared for Christmas this early in the year? I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 989898. 0877 989898.
Now here's one. I have 90% of my Christmas presents bought already for the kids. That way you're not pulling your hair out last minute. Okay, here's what happens. Okay, maybe these people aren't mad, because here's what happens, Adrian. Come mid-November.
Mm.
Okay, so whatever. What's the big toy this Christmas going to be?
I haven't a clue.
Guess.
I haven't a clue.
Well, what do you think it might be? Could be anything.
Could be
it?
Anything, yeah.
I don't know myself, to be honest with you. But say the big toy that's going to be out this Christmas, yeah? Mm. You're not going to be able to get it anywhere by mid-November. So are these parents not doing the right thing? Getting it all boxed off before September, so that they're not running around going on to adverts buying toys at double the price because they can't get the toy that their little child wants.
You see, Christmas and me don't really agree with each other. I'm not mad about Christmas.
Yeah,
never
you,
really
you
have
don't
been.
Have young kids anymore either, so it's not as much pressure. You don't understand, Adrian, the pressure that parents like myself with young kids are under. The pressure that Santa brings. I can't even believe I said Santa in August. But the pressure that parents are under to get the stuff that Santa's to bring.
Are you somebody who is already preparing or prepared for Christmas? Text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. Lauren, you're on 98FM. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good, good.
Now, Lauren, you are you prepared already?
Well, no, I haven't bought anything, but I start saving in January. I put money away, like 20 or 30 euro a week away, because I have four kids, so I have to kind of think, I won't get into debt for Christmas, I won't borrow, I won't do anything like that, I refuse to do that, so I make sure that I'm not kind of scrimping and scraping come November, like, you know.
So have you got stuff in already?
No, I put money away. Like, the kids keep changing their minds, so I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to buy stuff till I know 100%.
So when you say the kids keep changing their minds, have you already discussed Christmas presents?
Yeah. I keep asking them what they want from Santa.
Yeah, little. My little young fella already wrote his letter to Santa Claus.
What?
Yeah, he did.
It's only August.
I know, but 3 weeks ago, Lauren, he was watching. And you know, if you have young kids,
yeah.
Anytime you put on a TV channel now, it's
I want this. I want that.
And anyway, he saw a Paw Patrol thing on an ad a couple of weeks ago and obsessed with it. And said, I'm writing the letter now. I'm giving Santa lots of time to make it. And I said, you can't write a letter. Santa's still asleep in the North Pole. You can't write a letter in the middle of summer. So anyway, he whinged. So we finally sat down with him. He wrote the letter. We put it in the postbox and all that. So his letter is literally gone to Santa Claus in August.
But you see, the good thing is that when he asked for something else, he said, oh, you're after sending your letter now. You can't ask for anything else.
Well, that's the reason my wife agreed to it. She said, yeah, once that letter's gone.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, there's no return post.
So the letter is already gone to Santa in August?
Yes. Do you think it'll get there?
It'll get there, all right, but...
Jesus, Lauren, I'm just thinking... Christmas must be a financial burden on you with four kids. I mean,
my God, yeah. Like my son is only into like computers and all, and He's really in, he built his own computer last year for Christmas and it cost an absolute fortune. So he's like, but like, he's the only one now I've spent so much on because I know he takes care of everything. But it's very expensive. It is, yeah, very expensive.
So that's why you get prepared early.
Yeah, I have to, yeah.
Well, fair play to you. All right, Lauren, thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. Text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. Are you somebody who is... But maybe you love Christmas and you're delighted that places like Brown Thomas have already opened their... or today are opening their Christmas store.
You see... The reason we started talking about this was Dunn's in Clondalkin selling the Cadbury's Heroes, okay?
Yep.
That I don't understand because you're not under financial pressure. How much is a bottle, a box of Cadbury's Heroes? Fiver, isn't it?
Fiver, something like that, yeah.
I mean, do you really need to start stocking up on Cadbury's Heroes in August? And where are you going to put them?
And will they not go off?
Well, I would imagine they probably would go off.
No, they won't. They probably have an expiry date of next year.
Have you ever been in an all-year-round Christmas shop?
No.
It's the weirdest thing ever. In Florida last year, they have one in Disneyland. They have an all-year-round Christmas shop. And it's really weird because it's June, yeah? It's like 40 degrees and you walk into the shop in Disneyland and sleigh bells are ringing and the sound of Christmas music in the background and people are walking out buying baubles and Christmas trees and all that.
Yeah, no, that's freaky, that is. Paul, your ex used to do Christmas shopping for the next year in January.
Yeah, after Christmas you go to January sales and buy all, you know, stuff for stocking fillers and board games and stuff and then just leave the main present, just the small main present, the main present in September. She had everything in the attic in January.
My mom, my friend who works in retail has a name for people like your ex. Now, I won't say it on the radio, but they...
Stingy.
No, it's a slightly more abusive word than that. But my mate works in a shop in a DIY store that sells all Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
It's a big DIY store and it sells Christmas decorations. And in the first week of January, they sell everything that they have left over. So, you know, the little, you know, those little musical villages and the Christmas trees and all that. And they say, or what she says, that the same people come in every year in January looking for their 50% off Christmas tree and the staff hate them.
Really?
They hate them. They're like, how stingy are you buying a Christmas tree for half price in January?
Well, she just put everything, all the board games, stock of fillers, wee bits and pieces and all that there in the attic and then just say the name present, like say a bicycle or something like that there. She'd leave that. But if she could get that earlier, she would die. She would love to have everything done by the end of January.
That is unbelievable. I can't get over people who are like that. Because as soon as Christmas is over, I'm delighted to see the back of it, I have to be honest.
You're same as that, mate.
It's just, it's one of those times of the year I've never really liked. Well, not since I was a kid myself.
And she's your ex. Are you still in contact with her?
No.
Oh, God. And was it a bad breakup, can I ask?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And just say you mentioned that there, you were talking yesterday, I couldn't get through to you. My daughter's name, I just said to Katie, she forgot to ring me back. Could you pronounce this name? Have you a pen and paper?
Go on, then write it down, yeah.
T-A-A.
Sorry, say that again?
T for Tommy.
T, yeah.
A.
Mm-hmm.
A.
Yeah.
L-L.
Yeah.
P-E.
P-E?
Yeah.
T-A-I-L-L-P-E.
Yeah, that's my daughter's name.
Typa?
No.
Talpa?
No, you're getting close, bud.
Tailpie?
Tailpie.
That's what Katie said, tailty.
Tailpie. Well, Katie would say that.
She was one of the daughters of the High King of Tara in County Meath.
Yeah, Adrian.
Yeah,
so there.
Yeah. Talpa.
No.
No, I give up.
Right, you ready for it?
Yeah, go on.
Talsha.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at the letters there, and that doesn't spell Talsha. Oh, the L's are silent or something like that.
It's an Irish name. Like. She's one of the daughters of the High King of Tara. Lad.
Talsha.
Talsha.
So T-A-L-L-S-H-A, Talsha.
No, T-A-I-L-L-P-E.
No, I know that, but it's pronounced Talsha, T-A-L-L-S-H-A.
Yeah.
How in God's name? Now, I know foreigners struggle with Irish names at the best of times, but how can you get Talsha out of those letters? That's bizarre.
Because I've seen the name in an Irish book, And a good friend of mine's a fluent Irish speaker, and I says, do you know how to pronounce that? She says, no, I don't. So she rang somebody who did, and then that's the name, Tulcha.
Tulcha.
It's a beautiful, it's a beautiful name, but a nightmare to
and
spell.
And you were asking, does children like the name? She loves it, because I've never, ever heard of it again.
No, I think you're very unlikely to either. Tulcha.
Anyway,
bad.
Sorry, Paul, the reason I was asking you whether the breakup was good with your ex or not is it's a story. Stay tuned, because we have a story coming up about... Well, probably the fact that it's impossible to have a good breakup. Have you ever had a good breakup, Paul?
No, but that's... no, we had Tulcha and things got a bit messy and I'm the man from Tyrone, rings in and again, and I moved down the country. And remember, I got married and I never said a word at the chapel. Remember, I was talking to you a couple of months
that's
ago?
That's right, yes, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, I listen to you anyway, mate.
Thanks very much,
all right,
Paul.
Thanks very much indeed, Paul. But the reason you're asking is there's an article about breakups and how they can actually be good.
No. But it's saying that a good breakup is very rare. I'm going to give you the full details of this in a moment. But it's an article in the news today saying how to avoid the fight club and how to break up with somebody without tearing each other apart. And we're going to find out in a moment whether it's possible to actually have a good breakup. Is it possible to break up with someone without it getting nasty and to remain friends with them? I don't believe it is. I don't think it's possible. Maybe you're someone who has broken up and I just don't see how it's possible to A, remain friends and B, have a good breakup. Who turns around and goes, by the way, I don't love you anymore. I want to break up. Ah, that's great. Ah, that's brilliant news.
Let's be friends.
Let's go and have a drink together and celebrate.
Now, just back to Christmas for a second. Amy, what does your mam do?
We buy our Christmas cards on Stephen's Day. In the next sale.
Can you even... Oh, in the next sale, yeah.
Yeah, we queue up every year for the next sale. If it starts at 5, we're there at 3. If it starts at 7, we're there at 4:30. And she goes in and buys decorations. And I think she's mad now. But to be fair, when we pulled them out the following year, I'm like, oh my God, that was such a good idea. Why didn't I think of doing that?
Now, I always wondered, that next sale, it's famous in Ireland. It happens every Stephen's Day. I'd say the staff love having to go in on Stephen's Day to work. And I've always wondered, Adrian, who are those people that queue up at 5 in the morning outside next? Amy, basically.
Well, Amy's
mother. It's brilliant. I do it as well. It's brilliant.
And she buys the Christmas cards then for the next year.
Yeah, like they're really good quality and they're... really expensive, so they're half price and they're like, you know, $2.50 for like, you know, a 16 pack and stuff. And I you know, to be fair, when she does that, I'm like, seriously, you're actually buying a packet of Christmas cards now? It's Stephen's Day, it was Christmas yesterday. And she's like, you'll wait and see next year when we're pulling them out and we're wrapping all the presents, you'll see. And every year, to be fair, when she pulls out them Christmas cards, I'm like, oh, they're lovely. She's right. So, you know.
Yeah, I just find the whole idea of going shopping in a sale on Stephen's Day abhorrent.
Yeah, like, no, the last thing on my mind on Stephen's Day is going shopping.
See, you know, me and my mum, we don't really drink. So, and I have a 3-year-old, so we go and I have him dressed for the whole year then, and for a half price, less than half price.
Now, come here, Amy. Just as a by the way, have you any exes?
No. I'm still with the current one.
No way. So you don't have one ex.
No, I'm with him since I'm 15.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And yeah. What age are you now?
I'm 24.
Okay, so you're with him 9 years.
Yeah.
It's very weird to talk to somebody that doesn't have an ex, because most people have an ex. But I suppose it's good that you don't have one. Well, we're not going to wish you break up with him or anything like that, or even going to talk
so,
about
so it. So you can have an ex.
Well, we're going on holidays in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to keep him sweet until then.
All right. Well, very good. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Are you somebody who gets on really well with your ex? Because what this report is saying is that
less than 10% of people stay friends with their ex.
Less than 10%. Are you one of that 10%? I get on really well with my ex, says this message. He lives 2 doors down from my now husband's home place. He was at my wedding and we have been on a group holiday together.
That's awkward, isn't it? Breaking up with someone and you find that they're your neighbour, like you're bumping into them all the time.
No, but they're happy to go on holidays together.
No, I don't buy that. Don't believe it at all.
You don't believe it?
No.
Why would you not believe it?
Why would you go on holidays with your ex?
Why wouldn't you?
Only if you have a child together.
John, you're on 98FM. How are you, John?
How you doing, lads? How's things?
John, tell me about your sister.
She's actually the godmother of our ex's child.
trying to work that one out now. So your sister
has a child.
Yes.
With her ex-partner.
Okay.
And his new partner has a child with her, and basically she's godmother with him.
Wow, that's cool.
So she's godmother to her ex's new child.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
So she was with a fella, Adrian. They have a child together.
Yeah,
they,
no, I heard the story. I was listening. I was listening.
No, but some people might be confused. She broke up with him. He got with another woman. They have a child. And they asked her to be godmother. Who was it that asked her to be godmother? Was it her ex or the ex's new partner?
The new partner.
Really? Did they get on that well?
Yeah, they live in Scotland now. So she actually goes over to Scotland and stays in the same house with them.
Really?
Yeah.
And how are you about that?
Oh, he doesn't care. It's weird, don't it?
It is very weird.
You see, here's the thing, John. I think it's actually nice because I think when there's children involved, I think too many adults play childish games. And I'm always being a believer that when there's children involved, you grow the hell up and you do whatever it takes to keep things as normal for the kids or as you can. So I think that's actually nice, isn't it?
It's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. Seriously.
And is your sister's ex and his new partner, are they married yet?
No.
Because I have a feeling, John, your sister's going to be asked to be bridesmaid at her ex's wedding.
I don't know if she's going to ask.
That's even weirder.
Will she do it if she's asked to be bridesmaid?
Yes, do I say so, yes.
We got
she
a message.
With all the time, like, all the time, Christmas, the whole lot.
And you're cool with all that?
That doesn't bother me, it's nothing to do with me.
Right, okay. Fair
I just think it's weird.
It is very weird. Yeah, thanks, John. Absolutely, says this message. He is father of my son. He was just too old for me. We're great mates. We should have just been mates and never married. But he gave me a gorgeous son, so I'm grateful.
Yeah, you see, that's different. You have to stay friend. You have to stay friendly with people you have children with, don't you? Even if you hate them.
But then she goes on to say,
"Oh, there's more."
P.S. He lives in a granny flat built onto the back of my house.
What?
So her ex is her ex now. They're separate.
Yeah.
They get on great.
Yeah.
And he lives in the granny flat out of the back of the house.
So when she was throwing his clothes out of the window, which all exes do, by the way, when you break, they all do. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Why did they throw your clothes out of the window? What's the point? So when she threw his clothes out of the window, they landed right in the granny flat. So he didn't have to pick them up in a bag and cart them anywhere?
No, apparently not.
What is a granny flat like? Is it your own bathroom and stuff in it, the whole lot?
Yeah.
Really?
One last call. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, yourself?
Good, thanks, Michael. Well, is it... have you got a good ex-relationship?
Yeah, well, a pretty good relationship with most of my ex, anyway. I've only tried with one, so... I just feel like, I mean, it's just better to get on with them than fight with them.
And do you have a child? Do you have a child with your
son? Yeah, I have a son, yeah. I get on pretty well with her. Actually, get on better now than we ever did. It's important to keep it real, like, you know, keep it more for the sake of the child. I think so, yeah. I don't see why not. Like.
Okay, here's a question for you, Michael. She rings you up this evening, yeah?
Yeah.
And she says, "How are you, Michael? The new Mission Impossible movie is on in the cinema. Nobody will go to see it with me. Will you come to see the new Mission Impossible movie with me, Michael?"
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's not a tough one. You either go to the cinema, you don't go.
You either get on really well or you don't.
Yeah, well, of course, I wouldn't see any problem with it. No, I wouldn't really, no.
Because I've just gotten a message here. I'm still very good friends with my ex. We go out for food and concerts and so on. Now, we do have two kids together, but we are parents firstly when it comes to the kids. But after that, we are great friends. Wouldn't have it any other way. And when but when I hear a message like that...
You ask him, is he going to the cinema? I need to know. Is he going to the cinema?
He's thinking about it. But when I hear a message like that they go to concerts and they're good friends and blah, 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 why don't they get back together? if they're that good.
Because you have friends, and Michael, I'm sure you notice, you have friends, yeah? I have female friends that I get really on really well with, yeah? We get on, like, we've never had rows and all. But I always say to myself, I wouldn't go out with her in a fit. Because of the personalities. You know what I mean?
This woman is a mother of two kids with this man.
Yep.
And they go to concerts together, they go out for food together. Why don't they just get back together?
Maybe he cheated on her. Maybe she cheated on him.
Who asked who, like? Who asked who? Did she ask him or he asked her?
Well, you stay quiet for a second, Michael, and decide whether you're going to that movie tonight or not, would you? She's waiting on the phone. Are you going to Mission Impossible with her, yes or no?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
You see,
only because of the movie, like.
No, but the whole cinema thing is really, really weird. The whole connotation of the cinema. I regularly meet female friends for lunch, Michael, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And my wife doesn't have a problem with it. In fact, I'm eating a friend for lunch next Tuesday, Michelle, our friend Adrian.
Yes,
I'm eating
indeed,
for,
yeah, yeah.
I'm eating for lunch. Now, my wife has no problem with myself and Michelle meeting for lunch, yeah?
Yeah.
But if I turned around to my wife and said, myself and Michelle are going to Mission Impossible in the cinema,
it'd be completely different.
Why is that?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
There's nothing romantic about the cinema.
And one last message. My ex and myself split up. We don't talk on friendly terms, only about our child. I go on holiday with his family. His nieces come and stay in mine. It's all great for the benefit of my child. She is and has always been happy, but they don't get on, but she still gets on very well with his family.
Yeah, you see, if you get on with the family, that's kind of awkward. Did you see that last text there? There's one caller I would love to devote a whole show to.
I was with my ex for 5 years until I walked in on her with my dad. Oh.
That's a Jeremy Kyle show in the making, isn't it? I had to read that about 4 times to work out who was with whose dad.
So I was with my ex for 5 years.
Okay, so this text is from a bloke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until I walked in on her with my dad.
Yeah, see, when I read it first, I thought it said her with her dad. And I was like, okay, that's really, really weird.
No, her with my dad.
Okay. They won't be going to Mission Impossible together, will they?
I wouldn't think so.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.